For some time now, it's been standard practice to give a combination of AIDS medications to medical staff who've been exposed to the HIV virus. However, federal officials did not recommend emergency drug treatment in other situations involving the general public. For instance, if a condom broke during sex or a drug user had a dirty needle. The Centers for Disease Control has since changed its mind in a policy shift supporters describe as progressive and seismic. Federal officials now say rape victims and occasional intravenous drug users should also get an AIDS cocktail immediately after exposure. Mike Gifford heads the AIDS Resource Center of Wisconsin, which is based in Milwaukee.
This is certainly a welcome new development in fight against HIV and AIDS, maybe a bit overdue.
Gifford thinks expanding emergency AIDS treatment will help control spread of the disease. But Dr. Dennis Mackey, head of the Infectious Disease Department at UW Hospital in Madison, says he's surprised by the policy shift, and not because it came during a conservative administration. Rather, Dr. Mackey says the issue of who needs AIDS drugs immediately has been the subject of contentious debate in public health circles for a decade. Many infectious disease specialists say emergency AIDS therapy is unnecessary in many cases of suspected exposure.
If you take a rape, for instance, there have been very, very few HIV transmissions in rapes. There have been some, but it's very, very rare.
Dr. Mackey says where exposure is certain, people get treatment. But he thinks it's a mistake to have widespread use of emergency AIDS drugs. AIDS medicine has serious side effects and is expensive. Mackey says that money could be spent on more public prevention efforts. Others are concerned that intravenous drug use and unprotected sex will increase if the drug cocktail is widely available. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.